Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shkalim Daf Dalet, Shkalim 4. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara has recorded a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Resh Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan was of the position, says Rabbi Yochanan, Bitchila, when came time to build the Beis HaMikdash, then a Mekabel Mehen Lo Davar Mesuyam, that we're not allowed to accept from the non-Jewish people who wanted to donate, were not allowed to accept something that was specific, or also v'lo davar she'enu misuyim, or also something that was not specific for the construction of the temple, because we're concerned that their whole intent of it was to weaken us, that we're going to have to agree to their decisions and their counsels with respect to the building. And so therefore, when it comes to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, that we weren't allowed to accept anything from the idolaters that were around the Jewish people. However, but after the temple was built, and then we just need to fix it, then mekabel mehen davar she'enu misuyim. Then we can accept from the idolaters something that was not specific, because there it's just coming to fix something, and so therefore they're obviously not coming to weaken us. Ve'ein mekabel davar misuyim, but we don't accept from them something that was exactly specific, because that's going to be disrespectful to the Jewish people, that we see something glorious in the temple donated, and it was donated by an idolater. Whereas Resh Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish says, "Bein mitchilo, bein besof, ein mekabel mehem lo davar mesuyam, lo davar she'enu mesuyam." Whether it's at the beginning, when during the construction of the temple, after the temple is already built, we're not allowed to accept from an idolater something specific or something even that's not specific. So the Gemara challenges the position of Resh Lakish. How can Resh Lakish say we don't accept anything from an idolater for the construction of the temple? But we learned in a Braisa, Maseches Arachin, Tani, we learned in Maseches Arachin that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda argue about a situation if the idolater says Nerach that of a low marach, or marach of a low nerach, whether the idolater says I'm giving my value, or somebody else says I'm giving his value. So everybody says, the Gemara, the Braisa there says, Akol Shavin, everybody agrees, Shehin Nodrin V'nidarin, or it's a Mishnah in Erech, and everybody says that they can make a vow, and the vow can be made upon them. So we see from here that this is something that's specific, and we accept it from them, even though it's something that's not specific, basically, because if they're making this vow, most vows, generally speaking, are just going to the upkeep of the temple, and still we can accept it from them, even though it's not specific. So Resh Lakish, the Gemara says, Resh Lakish would say, no, that Mishnah is referring to Patrlei Ola. He says, no, Resh Lakish says that when it says Nodrin, when he says they make a vow, it doesn't mean that it's going to the Bedek Habayis for the upkeep of the temple. It means that if the idolater wants to make an offering of an ola, of a sacrificial offering, that's what we're able to bring. And so we accept such offerings even from the Nochri. So the Gemara says, well, that works out well for the part of the Mishnah that says Nodrin. But Nicha Nodrin. So it makes sense that if we say that they make a vow, Ola, that the Nochri can make a vow of an Ola. However, if Nidarin, that the vow was made upon them, Ola, how could we say that a Jew makes a vow that this idolater has to bring an Ola offering? Why would the idolater listen to him if he makes such a vow? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, what we're talking about is Ela Kesha Amar Yisrael Harei Olai Ola. No, when it says Nidarin, meaning who's acted upon, referring to a case where the Jews said, I'm going to bring an Ola to the temple, v'shama nachri, and then the idolater heard it, v'amar, masha amar zalai, he says, I'll have what he's having. He said that this is upon me as well. And so therefore, that's exactly the case here. So that, and therefore, we could say that those types of vows are accepted, and those types of offerings, and it's not referring to something being given to the upkeep of the temple. But the Talmud says, what are you talking about? But we have another question on Resh Lakish, because we know that when you bring the sacrifices that we're told, that everybody says that ve'eno mevi imo nisachim, that whoever doesn't he have to bring libations with him? Meaning to say that whoever makes such a vow has to bring the libations with him. And sometimes there's left over from the libations, from the flour and the oil that are brought as extra to the Ola. Moser nesachim Molokoi Sherus Einun. And don't we say that the extra money from the libations, we use them to fund the purchase of the utensils for the Beis HaMikdash? And we said, Nimtza Mevi Davar Mesuyim. So therefore, the idolater is bringing a specific thing. And so therefore, it's going to be a problem, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he's bringing something specific. So Hesiv Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Bun, no. He says, this is the difference. He answers the question. He says, well, Tanina, and we learned, Ne'arach, and we know that in another context, we say that they're allowed to have, that they're allowed to make a vow upon them. Meaning to say, Orchon lo avedek abayis inun, but don't we say if they do such a gift, isn't it going to go to the upkeep of the temple? So the Gemara answers, Heich ma da'at amar taman. So he says, just like in the case of Erechin, we're going to say apply the same principle here. When the person, the idolater, gives the money, he's intending it for the sake of heaven. He's not intending it. He's intending it for it to be brought as an altar on the as an offering on the altar. He's not intending it for it to go to the upkeep of the temple. His intent is l'shem l'shamayim. He's intending it to give it to heaven. And so therefore, the fact that we use it for our own purposes, for the Beit HaKabayis, that wasn't his intent, and so therefore it's okay. There's a very beautiful phrase that we assume that this person, this idolater, l'shamayim u'miskavin, he's intending to give his gift to heaven, and that's the way we take it.